Hello and welcome to At Home with Dylan Rogers, a show where we go behind the scenes with South Africa's top sports stars. With us today, South African swimmer, 2018 Commonwealth Games gold medalist and 2019 World Championship silver medalist, Tatiana Schoenmakers, who joins us from Pretoria. Tatiana, a very good day to you. Thanks very much for joining us in between training sessions. We appreciate you making the time. What's it like being back in the pool?
It's amazing, I must say. I think we were missing it so much. I think being back completely and on full training, we're getting tired, but I think we're just embracing the tiredness and the winter and everything. So far I haven't felt like I didn't want to be at the pool anymore, so that's a good thing. I'm more motivated and more wanting to swim, so that's a good thing.
just give us a sense of what the Olympic delay and the postponement to next year has done to your training program. I saw your coach Rocco Meiring say that you guys had to start from scratch again. Is that the case? Are you back to square one, building up now to hopefully peak next year for Tokyo?
Yes, so we definitely missed, obviously, because we missed about like 10 weeks. So we were out of the pool for 10 weeks, and that's normally like in this time after nationals. Is normally where we do our base training. So we lost out on a lot of base training. So we had to start from square one because, I mean, in my whole swimming career, I've only had a maximum of 3 weeks off. So a 10-week gap is a big change, especially because swimming is a very, you have to feel the water. So no matter what land training we did, it just never is the same as like being in the water, feeling the water. So we are definitely back to square one, but I kind of like the foundation phase, the getting fit, the basically the loading phase. It sounds dumb that I'd rather do that than the race phase fits. So far I'm still very happy, but yeah, we had to start from the beginning. It was a big gap out of our training cycle. But yeah, at least we have enough time for us to be able to fit that in and then still be able to peak at the right time.
Now, what about the balance between the swimming in the pool and then the gym training? Because obviously you've got to build the muscle and balance it with the swimming as well. So the disruption with not being able to be in the gym, where does it put your body at from a muscle mass and strength point of view?
Yeah, so in the lockdown we were the main focus was just maintaining our strength. So obviously there's still a lot of things we can do on land, like body weight training and stuff. We do have a few weights, but obviously it will never be the same as the 60 kgs in the gym. So at the moment we're just trying to maintain our strength. We have medicine balls. We got all the stuff just before we went into lockdown, skipping ropes, TRX. So it's not the same type of gym that we are that we used to be at, but we definitely kind of still. I wouldn't say we lost our strength. It's just not there as much. But we still, now that we're back into full training, we're still incorporating our two-day like sessions. So we have Tuesdays and Thursdays normally. Before lockdown, we used to have gym. So we still try and do our two sessions a week of land training. It's not the same, but, at least we're back in the water. So even if we don't have gym, you lose out on a little bit of strength, but at least like getting the feeling of the water and getting strength in the water is what matters the most at the moment.
For those of us working stiffs, Tatiana, who find themselves in an office or a studio, you've got no sense of what it takes to be a pro athlete or a pro swimmer. Can you just break down what your routine looks like? How many days or how many hours in a day you're actually swimming? How many hours in a day you're in the gym? What does a sort of standard weekday look like for Tatiana Schoenmakers?
We have double sessions every day from Monday to Friday. And then Saturday we have a single session in the morning. That's the swim session. So we will try and have 9 swim sessions a week and then 2 gym sets. And then Sundays we are completely off. Then our swim sessions would be about 1.5 to 2 hours. And our gym sessions are only 1 hour.
And those sessions, I mean, are you swimming early in the morning, mid-morning, lunchtime, in the afternoon, in the evenings? When do you structure your, when does your swimming actually take place?
Okay, so far we're very lucky that everything is online, especially like all the students that have class and everything. So you kind of, especially with the weather and all the cold fronts, it's kind of hard going to training at 6 a.m. because it's still like 2 degrees outside. And so in those days, we're lucky enough to be able to schedule it at 12 o'clock. Then we kind of lose out on our double sessions because the break in between our sessions aren't as long. But yeah, normally our weekly schedule would normally be at, I joined the second session in the morning. So I start at 6:45. So we have a group that starts at 5:30. So 5:30, but I start at 6:45 to about like 8:45. And then, in the afternoons, it would be late afternoon. So 5:30 to about 7:30 at night.
And in a heated pool?
Yeah, that is in the LC at the Tux in the heated pool. So we do the early morning and the late afternoon.
Now, your time in between, Tatiana, because you can't swim all day and you can't be in the gym all day and you'd be more than exhausted. But I know you were studying a financial science degree at Tux. I believe you qualified. Is that right?
Yes, I have my degree. So this year, I'm not studying. I was using this year to just focus on the Olympics and not have any studies because I tend to always fall behind so badly. So I think with this year, it was just to focus on the Olympics. So the dynamics that change and Olympics is next year. So I'm not sure if I want to postpone my maybe the next course that I want to study again. So this year I've just been using to really just get into a routine of recovering properly, as in getting massages, physio, trying to get in my oxygen sessions. So I think this year is just, I think it's actually too nice doing nothing. You would be surprised how little time you do have. There's so many appointments during the day and stuff. And I think I've also been trying to really get to find my, this year I used to try and find my passion outside of swimming for when the day I do stop swimming, if it's because I did get my degree, but I don't necessarily know if it's something I want to go into. So definitely use this year to find out what I loved outside of swimming.
And what are some of those things? I mean, you mentioned the degree, you got the financial science degree. I can't imagine that's a passion and a love of maybe looking at a career afterwards. But perhaps give us a sense of who Tatiana Schoenmaker away from the swimming pool and the gym is. So what are the things you like to do when you've got spare time and you're not studying?
Well, that's a hard thing. It's definitely not working. I enjoy spending time with family and friends. I love food, so any good food for me is the winner. So, I think I wouldn't say I know exactly what I want to do. I know that next year I might study the sports science degree at Tux, just to be able to also participate at my last World Students. But that's still kind of in the background, so we still have to discuss and see. I still have to talk to Rocco about what are the plans. We obviously know there's Olympics, but does he feel like I need to study at that in that year? So at the moment, there's nothing. I would love everything that I've seen of the sports science degree looks pretty interesting, like sports injuries and stuff. So if I do that for a year for the high certificate, maybe I could see if that is something I like and then maybe go further into that. But otherwise, I haven't given it much thought.
You're going to be, what, I think 27, 28 when the next Olympics come around. You reckon you've got another Olympic Games in you after next year?
I hope so. Luckily, we don't have to wait 4 years now. That's only 3 years. So hopefully I am still around. I definitely won't be giving up after this Olympics. I think I've only started like featuring a bit more in my career at the moment. So I think I'll just see where it goes. And we're lucky with the swimming as well that we started a diamond league almost, the ISL. So I would love to like be part of that. And I might be swimming, well, I think I'm swimming this year, the ISL. So just to see how it is and like doing swimming as a profession, because swimming unfortunately doesn't always get the funding. So we just, you know, really have to love swimming to be in the sport, because you can't really make a living out of it. So it's exciting to see that the ISL has started now, and I'd love to see how the racing is there, and that's kind of where we can make swimming a bit more of a life, what should I say, career in that sense, just to make a bit of money so that when you stop swimming, you can, there's at least a little bit of life after that.
Now, you know, you mentioned you like food, so my question to you is, are you a dab hand in the kitchen? And if so, do you have a specialty you like to make for those people special in your lives?
I think there is this one pasta dish that I feel like I've perfected, and it's like my own idea. And everyone's been saying it's nice, so every time I feel like I want to make something special, I know it's just that easy pasta dish. But I do love cooking. I think it's the cleaning part that sucks. Yeah, I definitely don't mind cooking, and I'd love cooking for people.
What about some of your other interests, Tatiana? Give us a sense of your musical tastes, and do you have a guilty pleasure, perhaps something that sits on your phone that you're not that proud of?
No, I think music-wise, I love kind of any music. I like old school classics and stuff. I enjoy worship music a lot, so... I don't think I have a specific genre that I like. I think I like the current day hits as well. Well, some of them maybe like deep house and that. So it's really like a whole spectrum. But then the second question, I don't think there's anything. I wouldn't say I'm a plain Jane, but yeah, I'm adventurous and stuff, but I don't have weird things that I like.
What about a favorite TV show or piece of content that you're into, or favorite series or movie that you've seen recently?
Recently I think it's really like with me, I have a TV in my flat, but I don't watch as much TV. So I think the only time you watch TV is like Netflix or something. But there's always, I think it gets me frustrated when you watch something and there's only one season, and now when you go and it says, season 2 is only coming in 2021. I'm like, oh, I can't wait that long. So at the moment, I've just been hopping around between series and stuff, but now we're trying to binge watch Modern Family. It's very old, but it's quite funny. So,
What about family, Tatiana? What does the broader Skudmarker family look like in the way of siblings, parents, dogs, pets, etc.?
So I only have one sister. She's 2 years younger than me, so she's 21 at the moment. My mom and my dad, and then we have two sausage dogs, Freddy, inspired after the movie Freddy, that's the Queen movie, Freddie Mercury. So we ended up, the name that came across was Freddy, so now he's Freddy. And then we have Ollie, and then we have Rottweiler, Django. And then we have a few chickens for some eggs. And then, that's basically... Oh, and two cats. How do I forget about them? Our two cats is Sumi and Ty. They are Bengal cats. So, I don't know if you know what a Bengal cat is.
I know what a Bengal tiger is. I'm not sure about a Bengal cat. What about the name?
So they kind of look like, they're like house cat, the same size as a house cat, but they have spots like a leopard. So I don't know if it's like a mixed breed between, they're not a leopard, but they have those dots like a leopard and stuff. So the kind of special breed, like you would get your Siamese cats and those things, so it's just the type of breed.
Now tell me, Tatiana, what about the name? Is there any Eastern European influence in the Skudmarker family? Where does the name Tatiana come from? Or do your parents just like it?
No, I think my parents just got it in a name book. They did change it up a little, because normally Tatiana is with the I, Tatiana. So mine's now with the J. I don't know if it brings in some Afrikaans. but there was no special meaning to it. I think they literally just found it in a name book.
Tell me, do you have any other sporting interests or sports that you follow online, on the TV, sporting heroes, that sort of thing?
Yeah, I enjoy watching other sports. I like watching rugby and athletics. Just because I think I don't have DStv and stuff, I would love to watch it, especially now with the Diamond League. So I kind of follow that on Instagram and stuff. So at the moment, there's not much sports, but yeah, those are definitely the two things I love watching. Athletics is quite adrenaline pump. I think that 100 meters goes by so quick, your head's just like, it's over. And yeah, I think rugby was just because always years ago we used to get together as like families and Brian watch the Super 14 or the World Cup rugby. So I just feel like it's a sport that like brings South Africa together. So I really like that.
Now, you've obviously, in your position, you've attended things like award ceremonies, and I'm sure you've been exposed to other big-name sports stars, South African and international. Has there been a time when you've been starstruck in the presence of another sports star where you thought, wow, that's a big star?
Yeah, I think so, especially when I went to World Champs, you get all the top guys in swimming there, and I think even the people that I was competing with, it was like excitement. I remember even just before I went to the block, I had her name's Efimova from Russia. She was next, or like in the core room as well and stuff. I wasn't scared. I was just so excited. I thought, like, I can't believe I'm racing the world's best people. So, yeah, there were a few people. I think Caleb Dressel, also well-known. I wish I was there in that time when Michael Phelps was there. It would have been so cool. But also, like, seeing Wade and Akani, those are people from South Africa. I get to spend time with Akani because we're both on Team Visa. So when I had to travel with him, it's just amazing to see, like, what he does, how he, like, kind of like how the person speaks, how the person comes across, they're getting to know their personalities. But, yeah, definitely, I think a few people, not just in swimming, but in, I think, athletics. And even when I went to the rugby awards last year, when Siya Kolisi came close, I never knew how that feeling is, you know, when a kid gets so excited to see Justin Bieber or something. I used to love Justin Bieber, but I never got that feeling. But I don't know, with Siya Kolisi, I just felt, wow, this guy is amazing. So, yeah, I was very lucky to be part of those awards because I saw a lot of good rugby players. And because I like rugby, it was quite inspiring.
Now, you mentioned when we were talking music earlier, Tatiana, you mentioned worship music. I know that your faith is a big part of your life. Am I right?
Yes.
Has that always been the case? Is it more recent, something that you've embraced more recently? Has that just always been a big part of your life?
I definitely think since I became started professionally, I think when I went to boarding school and stuff, I always grew up going to church on Sundays and stuff. But I think when I went to the sports school, to hostel and everything, I normally went home on weekends, and on Sundays we were traveling back to drop me off. So I kind of missed out on there, but I never not believed. I think it just really did grow, and it really became a lot more part of my life as soon as I left school and stuff, and I could make my own decisions. So yeah, I think everyone grows at a different rate. So yeah, I think since I left school and I was able to actually go to church and stuff, I think it slowly got better.
Now, there's a big name swimmer, or ex-swimmer, who shares that faith in Penny Haynes, and obviously a breaststroke swimmer as well. Is it too obvious to say that Penny's your hero?
I'm inspired by her. I hate the question because everyone's like, who's your role model? And it's not that they're not. Like, I love every single athlete out there that's done amazing things because they inspire me to do something. But I also, I'm inspired to do it in my own way, and she made it in her own way. So I'd love to see for myself to be able to try and achieve the things that she achieved. So she definitely is, and that's the best part about it, is she's still involved in swimming. So when I went to World Champs, we were able to talk to each other. She would message me, and just because we were so, we both have faith is very big in both of our lives, it's easy to just quickly send each other a verse and like encouraging words.
Well, Tatiana, it's been 24 years since Penny Haynes won double gold at the Atlanta Olympics in 96, winning the 100 and the 200 gold medal. We look ahead to the Tokyo Olympics next year, which I'm sure is obviously your goal you're working towards. And we wish you all the best, and thanks very much for your time today.
Thank you so much.
Tatiana Skoonmaker, South African swimmer, 2018 Commonwealth Games gold medalist and 2019 World Championship silver medalist, looking ahead to the Tokyo Olympics next year. Tune in for more At Home with Dylan Rogers interviews coming up soon.